Jack O'Randa FM. Jack O' News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 14:33, Pretoria 13:34, and Polokwane 14:33.
On the roads, please be advised there is an ANC Youth League March event currently on at the JSE in Sandton. Some roads are closed, and please do try and avoid and use the Maud Street route. Also, we've got an WhatsApp in about an accident on the N3 South in Marlborough, just before the Marlborough Drive exit, and that's causing some delays there as well.
In your sport headlines, Proteas skipper Themba Bavuma out of the first test as Dieval Brevis gets his first call-up, and Novak Djokovic proves his staying power and progresses through to Shanghai semi-finals.
The Minister of Electricity, Khosen Soromokopa, says government will cooperate with municipalities that struggle with ailing infrastructure and Eskom debt. The minister spoke at the Kwaga substation in Atteridgeville, Pretoria, following a fire that broke out at the station and left large parts of the metro without electricity. Romokopa says they've engaged with the city of Tshwane and Buffalo municipality in the Eastern Cape.
We have identified a number of pilot municipalities that we want to work with, first on the debt issue, but secondly on how best we can cooperate with them in refurbishing this infrastructure.
As Roz just mentioned, the ANC Youth League marched towards the Joburg Stock Exchange in Sandton today. The protest is aimed at highlighting the plight of unemployment and unemployed youth in the country. The National Secretary of the Youth Structure, Sandra Masejo, says they took to the streets for these reasons.
Funding of the higher education, the creation of jobs for the youth, and also the re-industrialization of the economy.
Meanwhile, the DA hosted a media conference today on the party's first 100 days in the government of national unity. Party leader John Steenhuisen said although the party forms part of the government of national unity, they will remain opposed to the current form of the National Health Insurance Act and the Basic Education Amendment Act.
The implementation of Clause 4 and 5 of BELA, which needless opens the door to depriving children of mother tongue education in single medium schools. Thirdly, the implementation of the National Health Insurance Scheme in its current form, which will bankrupt South Africa without improving healthcare or health outcomes and without advancing us a single step closer to achieving the goal of universal access to basic healthcare for all South Africans, regardless of their income status.
In other news, the 2024 Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to Japanese organization Nihon Hidankyo, representing atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's also known as Hibakusha. The Norwegian Nobel Committee praised their efforts to eliminate nuclear weapons and for sharing powerful testimonies on the danger of their use. But what are things looking like today? Roland Henwood, lecturer at the Department of Political Sciences at the University of Pretoria, says the expiration of non-proliferation agreements presents a problem.
There's no extension has happened previously. And the reason for that being the geopolitical developments in the world, the tension especially between Russia and NATO. So there's no possibility of that. China at this stage also feels that it is outside of this process. And all these countries are developing new, more modernized, more capable nuclear weapons.
I'm Marlene Fischer, hoofnuus die uur. Die minister van elektrisiteit, Khosen Soromokopa, sê die regering gaan saam met sukkelende munisipaliteite werk wat Eskom skuld en elektrisiteitsinfrastruktuur betref.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
I just woke up from a dream with you and I.